B-Pod Studios.
On the line with us right now, our good friend Mr. Jason Martinez joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Jason, how are you, bud?
What's going on, boys?
That was, I thought, the perfect Flyers victory. Wasn't a game where they ran away with it, but it was a game Carter Hart dominated. A reality check at times, but when the Flyers needed to slam the door, that's exactly what they did in the third period. What were your immediate reactions from last night's game?
Get me an empty net goal or an insurance goal. I don't need to live like this in game one.
So you and I were pretty close here in our assessment. Carter, I understand that the round robin counts as the postseason, but this is his first playoff series against his idol. Lots been made of that. Carter Hart himself, I mean, was nothing short of spectacular. You're a former netminder yourself. What do you make of it?
I just think he was really under control again. And the other part is he was really calm, you know, not overwhelmed by his, you're right, this is his first real playoff game, and he was really calm again and didn't overplay situations. And, you know, he had to make some really tough saves because the Canadians had basically the same strategy the Flyers did on Carey Price, and that was to really crowd his crease area and disrupt him and try and, you know, limit his ability to track pucks and read plays. And it didn't matter. He was just so dialed in, so focused that he's right on the play every time. And, you know, it's just so impressive to go to the bubble and do what he's done. And I'm just kind of blown away by it. And I don't want to keep saying for a 21-year-old, well, he's 22 today, but because I think that does him a disservice. To me, he's done is really impressive just for a National Hockey League goalie. And he's really dialed in right now. He's the reason they won the game because he kept them in the game when he made 16 saves in the second period. I don't know if he can sustain that level. The Flyers are going to have to help him out and be better and play a full 60. But you know, they got the win in game one. And, you know, Carey Price threw a game at you last night where, you know, it was a game that he normally steals when he plays that well.
True. But
the Flyers won. So that's a great thing.
Speaking with our own Jason Martinez. Okay, so Carter Hart, as we know, is the number one star, the stud for the Flyers last night. Who is their second best player on the ice?
That's a good question. There were some guys that had really uneven games last night. I thought the pairing of Myers and Sanheim were tremendous. Thank God, because I didn't think the top defensive pairing was particularly good last night in Provorov and Niskanen. So I thought that pairing was very good, but Joel Farabee, you got to give it to. I mean, this guy's a rookie. He makes a great play, redirects that puck down, puts it in the pads of Price, then, you know, puts the puck in 16 seconds after they tie the game. So if I'm looking for a guy, I'm probably looking at Joel Farabee. Two young guys last night really are the reason why they won.
Jay, I know it's only one game, but coming out of it, do you have a feeling, a better feeling, if you're the Flyers that you got the win? Or are the Canadians feeling better that, okay, we didn't play all that well and we still only lost 2-1? Who comes out? I know the game was won by the Flyers, but who comes out feeling maybe a little bit better about themselves?
I think they both do, Bob. I think, number one, that the Canadians feel really good because they go, okay, we showed them we can skate with them. But they came out empty, and they got a great goaltending performance from Price. I mean, he makes a save last night. You guys saw it on Lawton. Still just... You're kidding, right?
He saved not only the puck, he saved a life.
Yeah,
he saved Suzuki's life. That would have hit him in the head.
Yeah, I mean, because Lawton wound up like he was going to vomit. And, you know, I'm not sure why he did that. But, I mean, you got this great performance out of Carey, and you have nothing to show for it. So that can be a little bit, you know, disheartening for a team, too. For the Flyers, I think they come out of this and they go, man, that's a team that really can skate. We can see why they beat the Penguins now. And if we don't play a full 60 minutes against that team, then they can jump us. So I think maybe it was a wake-up call to the Flyers. And the Canadians are a team that just goes out and plays really kind of free and skates their ass off. So I think that was one of those things where the Flyers can go, okay, they can learn from it. And you know, they didn't play their best game, and they still got a win. So that's huge. But they gotta tighten things up going forward, because if they don't, the Canadians will... They're going to play them hard. There's no doubt about that. You saw it against Pittsburgh, and they did it last night. So they got to clean things up for sure, especially that second period. It was just, I mean, that was bad. It was really bad. And there was a couple players that I didn't like their games last night. I didn't like JVR's game. I think there's a chance he could be scratched. I think Dawson Sparrow goes back into the press box because I didn't like his game. There was a lot I didn't like last night.
JVR looked slow for even JVR last night. That's what jumped out to me. What'd you think?
Yeah, I don't think he needed to shower after the game. I'll tell you that. I didn't think there was a lot of effort there. I didn't think there was a lot of ass into his performance. You know what I mean? Like, I think he made a couple plays where he drove the net, but there was too many plays where I saw him turning away. And he's on the fourth line, and it's tough to get into a rhythm. I get it. He played 11 minutes in the game. But, you know, Jake Voracek, too, I thought had a really bad night. Really. And he ended up getting credit for the goal that changed it from Provorov to him on the power play to open the scoring. But I thought he looked disinterested at times as well. And those guys, look, this is now the playoffs you're playing for your life. And you have to get your intensity level up. And you guys heard Boosh talk about it. Even between the benches, the intensity level of the round robin games was not the intensity level of the best of fives. You have to get there now because now you're in this situation where you are playing for your playoff lives.
Right. Jason, speaking with our own Jason Martinez, do you expect more of the games in this series to be like game one, or do you think the Flyers will eventually take control here?
I think they will eventually take control because I think the four lines that they can put out there and the depth will wear down Montreal. But I do think a lot of these games are going to be tight because Montreal is going to play it that way. The Flyers, you know, you just can't run away with games if Price is on his game. So it's going to put a lot of pressure on Carter Hart, you know, to kind of match what's going on at the other end of the ice. You know, you say, well, people are making so much of this Price versus Hart thing, and he plays against the Canadians. He doesn't play against Hart. That's total BS. Every goalie is looking at the other end, especially when he's your idol. And you're trying to match them. People, they want to say, well, he doesn't have to worry about Carey Price. That's total baloney. Because every time there's a stoppage of play, he's looking at the other end and he's going, that's Carey freaking Price. You know what I mean? And even if it wasn't Carey Price, you're always trying to outduel the other goalie. I don't care if that's in Pee Wee, the NHL, or Beer League. It's just human nature.
Jay, before this series started, and I was one of them, people were saying, you know, it's nice that you don't have to ride the shoulders of Giroux, of Voracek, of, you know, some of the older guys, because it hasn't worked in years past, and these young kids coming up and carrying, you know, the game is something good and refreshing. It is all that, but has it gotten to the point where you're like, okay, need a little bit more out of Giroux, need a little bit more out of Voracek? Are you there yet, or is everything okay on that avenue?
You know, it's weird. Like, I am there. It hasn't caused them to lose a game, so it's not like, you know, in war games, you know, Sack, take me down to DEFCON 2. You know, something like that. because it hasn't cost them a game yet. But, like I said before, I didn't like Voracek's game last night. I really didn't. I didn't think he skated well. Couturier, I don't know if he's banged up or something. I saw Drew taking more D-zone draws with Couturier not taking them. I don't know if there's an issue there. We don't find anything out about injuries normally, let alone in this situation.
Right.
But Drew, I think his game is like just about there. The older guys, Bob, it takes a little bit more time, I think, for them, for the head to come into full concert with the hands, the feet, the speed and the thinking, all of it has to click together like some sort of puzzle. And I think Giroux's just on it. He wired that one off the post last night.
Yeah.
I thought he had some distribution that was good, some passes. And I thought he was really good defensively. And Giroux and Couturier have been good defensively, but you need to cash in at the other end. They get paid not just for power play production. They get paid for 5-on-5 to dominate. That's what they did in the regular season, in particular in the second half. They need to get back to doing that. Those guys are getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
If they're going to go on a run, they got to get that part of the game done.
Jason,
tilt the ice.
Jason, I not that I've ever thought Ivan Provorov was bad by any means, but last night was one of the first times I really looked at him, especially when he was behind the net and he would take his time in that third period and make sure something set up and he would kill any momentum that the Habs were trying to start up. I looked at Ivan Provorov last night and I saw shades of Chris Pronger. Is that a hockey hot take or is that about accurate for how well he played?
Yeah, it's actually pretty accurate. Not that they look the same, but you know
right,
what I mean?
Of course,
kind of more Drew Doughty the way they look right now.
Yes.
that's amazing too, because I didn't think he had a good second period. He turned pucks over a few times, and Montreal really was in on the forecheck, and he did not have a great period, but then he settled down in the third. You're absolutely correct. That's calming when you decide, okay, I'm not just going to throw the puck up the wall. I got to make sure, slow things down. They only gave up six shots in the third period, and two high danger scoring chances, and that was big for the team. A lot of people looked at the game last night and go, yeah, they dominated the first period, and they weren't good the rest of the way. That's baloney. They were really good in the third period to put a game away, and that's what good teams do. They just didn't get the insurance goal to make it feel like they were better in the third period.
Jay, to me, you always have a guy on one team. Let's take the goalies out of it. But you always have a guy on a team in a playoff series that's just a pain in the ass throughout the whole series. Who do you think it's going to be, Montreal to the Flyers and vice versa, Flyers to Montreal?
Now, do you mean pain in the ass because he just...
Like, you know, they make the plays. They make this. They make this happen. And it's just like, oh, there he is again.
There's two guys. I mean, Shea Weber, and he got their goal last night. He's playing at such an elite level. I'm stunned. I thought this guy would be cooked by now. And with the injuries that he's dealt with, he's been phenomenal for them in the playoffs. And he's got that bomb. I mean, he can shoot 109 miles an hour. And he got the goal last night. But the guy that I really keep an eye on for Montreal is Brendan Gallagher. He's a guy that'll shoot the puck a ton. He's a goal scorer. He's a pesky player. He's a smaller guy, but he's got a motor, and he's a guy you got to watch out for. I think he's their best goal scorer, and he's the guy that you really got to pay attention to, because if he gets hot, he can score in bunches.
All right, Jason, two quick things. Flyers in how many games in this series, you think?
I'm going to suspend just because they won game 2-1 doesn't change my opinion. I think it's still an overwhelming series for the Flyers. They went in five.
Five. All right. I'm with you as well. All right. And then finally here, and you're a perfect person to have on right now, Jason, because you have met my brother. Who looks more like Nicolas Cage, my brother or me?
Your brother does.
Yeah. See that? There we go. It's settled. Thank you, Jason. Always good talking to you, buddy. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.